This is session 3 of the PDH online audio course on electrical specifications. Topic here is the 2004 new CSI specification format, where we will be reviewing a long list. The current list of 2004 format electrical specifications offered by BSD and CSI follows. You will notice that early division numbers come much closer to exactly lining up. The point here is that electrical specifications are now division 26. And I'm not going to do the comparison of master spec versus spec link, but I am going to call out the different divisions so you can see what's going on here. By the way, I just said something that might have been confusing. I keep worrying that I am confusing because the two words are synonymous to me, and they're not really synonymous, and maybe you're noticing the distinction. CSI is an origin for the specifications. What CSI makes, ARCOM sells as master spec. What CSI makes, BSD modifies and sells as spec link. This is not explicitly stated, but it becomes pretty obvious when you study their websites. So I will say master spec interchangeably with CSI because they're very, very closely related. SpecLink is a totally different product. Again, we wanted to step through and see what some of these divisions are. I'm going to talk about some of the front-end specifications because they were important in our last list. Obviously, they're important to the project, so it's something we should talk about. Zero, and the numbering system is very different in this 2000 format. I say that, it's a little bit different. We were talking about division 16. We'd have something like 16231. Well, this has in front of me right now 013000. They've got more digits for calling out the sections, and they actually do use them. It's not like save for future, but it looks different. And in my written course, I'm writing them differently. In fact, in the specification, you've got a choice of three different ways to write the spec number. What I'm doing is I'm separating the division from the section. So front-end specification would always start with 00 or 01, depending on what we're talking about. And then it would be followed by a four-digit section number. In the front-end, we've got procurement requirements at 00-1000 and contracting requirements. There never was a division 0 before. In section 01, I have emphasized 01-3000, submittals and submittal procedures. I've emphasized 01-5100, temporary utilities. This is something that came up in division 16, and there was never a real good place for it. I always put it in 16050, but as we'll get into the discussion later, there's some argument whether 16050 should even exist. So that doesn't solve that particular problem. 01-6000, submittals and substitutions. 01-6600, product storage and handling. 019113, commissioning. Commissioning has become more and more important. I certainly see it a lot in magazine articles. I see it on a very few specifications. I ran into it on the Detroit Public Schools job. It's kind of funny. I've done several Detroit Public Schools jobs, and only one did we get into this commissioning problem. And it wasn't the largest project either. It was just the one where the guy watching it wanted to do commissioning, so we all did commissioning. It seemed like a good idea, and it was a good experience for me. Not real sure the contractor enjoyed it all that much. He had some rework at the end of the project that if I were the contractor, I wouldn't like it. Now, we talked about Division 0, Division 01. Division 02 is existing conditions. I think we're going to see this repeated in each of the divisions. You get up to HVAC, there's going to be a section on existing conditions. You get into electrical, there's going to be something on existing conditions. You get into security, there's going to be something on existing conditions. But this is something that got attention in the 2004 format, never had attention before. On divisions 2 through 14, they're very close to the old numbers and old contents. I'm not detailing them, but I will call them out for you. 02 is existing conditions. 03 is concrete. 04 is masonry. 05 is metals. 06 is wood, plastics, and composites. 07, thermal and moisture protection. 08, openings. 09, finishes. 10, specialties. 11, equipment. 12, furnishings. 13, special construction. 14, conveying equipment, which is elevators. And then things start going strange on us. We skip from 14 to 21. What is 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20? Don't know. I'm pretty sure they've got something in the back of their heads, but they're not telling us. 21 is fire suppression. I like fire suppression. You should do that on every project. 22 is plumbing. Again, this is something we're used to, and we need it, but I don't think it had its own division before. 23 is HVAC. And let me throw this out right now because it fits right now. Look for supply disconnects and single point power. If the HVAC specifier includes the disconnects with the HVAC equipment, then we don't do it from electrical. If he doesn't do it with the equipment, then we do have to do it for electrical. Either way's fine. It's just you gotta tell us. I always show them on my one-line diagrams. I put a star beside them if the HVAC guy is supplying them. It's just so nice to talk to the HVAC designer and ask him to put them in, and a lot of times they will. I mean, it's one line in their specification. Sure makes life better for us. The other thing is single point power. This is an HVAC term, and I'm not real sure what's going on there, but I know if you get single point power, it's easier for the electrical contractor. In the old days, they used to buy a compressor, a blower fan, and an air handling fan. So you got three motors, and you've got three starters. Well, they'd buy the motors, we bought the starters. The problem is these things are interconnected. You know, the control logic involves all of them. And as things have gotten more and more solid state, it's easier for them to supply all of that stuff. And I sure like it. So we bring in one 480 three-phase feed for the entire HVAC unit. They take care of the disconnects. They take care of the motor starters. They take care of the control logic. Life is good. 24. Nobody knows what 24 is. 25 is integrated automation. I think maybe that's building automation, but in the one I was looking at in the BSD, they call it out as a section, but they don't have any content in it. So they're going to think about that later. There is no 25, let's see, no 24 or 25 in the CSI versions. So these are things we can look forward to. 26, as I said, is electrical. So let's step through these. 26.0100, operation and maintenance of electrical systems. Now, is there a red flag going up in your mind? Certainly is in mine. We have never covered maintenance in electrical construction specifications before. We build the thing, we provide a warranty for 1 year, and we're gone. Now, what are they talking about maintenance? I don't know. This is another one that's empty now. They've got a named section for it, but they have no sample spec to show us what they're talking about. 26.0500, materials and methods. Okay, it's still there. Now we're starting to get the pattern. They are changing the spec number for the same spec. Now, you would think that they would have to split up some specs into two different specs. I didn't see any examples of this. All I saw were one-for-one conversions. There is a new section with the same title or very nearly the same title as the old one and all the same content as the old one. 26.0501, minor electrical demolition. low voltage power conductors and cables, 260519. Grounding and bonding, 260526. Now, if you think you're seeing a similarity in the numbers with the old ones, erase that. There is no similarity. It happens once in a while, but it's not a pattern. Conduits, surface raceways, 260534, 260535. Vibration and seismic controls for electrical systems. SpecLink does not have it. Master Spec does. 260548. Identification. Everybody agrees that's 260553. And it's surprising to me that it has such a down in the details number and such a critical item. Overcurrent protective study, 260573. Was at the front end of the old Division 16, but that's because it came up later and they were looking for a place for it and it seemed like a good place. Coordination study sounds like a good idea. Schedules for electrical, I have no idea what that means. It's empty. 260600. Commissioning of electrical systems. Aha, it got its own section and it's got a high number. 260800. Instrumentation and control for electrical systems. Electrical power monitoring. Yes, yes. 260900, 260914. Electric controls and relays. I always slipped the relays into the end of devices. That probably wasn't a good place for them, but they had to be someplace. Now they have their own division. Let's see. In the 26th division, they are section 0916. Programmable controllers have their own section. Enclosed contactors, lighting control devices, modular dimming, medium voltage. These are all things we've heard before. What's happened is they have new section numbers. Here's panel boards and switchboards. Switchboards 262413, panel boards 2416. Did I say switchboards 2413? Panel boards 2416. Motor control centers 2419. Sounds pretty reasonable to me. Electrical metering gets a call out in SpecLink, no call out in Reversed. Electrical metering gets a call out in Master Spec, no call out in SpecLink. Why is that? Well, I almost guarantee that it's empty. But again, it's a place for it, and it's something to think of. Sidebar, we would say, under some circumstances, at the very beginning of a project, it's common for the architect or project leader to give you a list of all available electrical specs and say, which ones are you using on this job? And you go through and X out the ones you're not using. Well, this is the kind of list you should be using. This is much more extensive than the Division 16 list I've seen before. Now, it's not a critical thing because the architects and project managers have always been willing to add specifications later in the project, right up to the time we issue it when we discover that we've got to define closely some critical part, so we add a specification. They don't like renumbering the set, but they'll do it because everybody agrees it's important to the project. Variable frequency motor controllers. We used to hide this in the back of the motor starters. I'm on low voltage section, so this is 262923. Here's engine generators at 263213. Static uninterrupted power supply, 263353. The UPS we were talking about before. That's funny. They're called transfer switches here, 263600. And I guess that makes sense. For some reason, I was thinking they were automatic transfer switches, but a lot of times there are manual throwovers. I did a drawbridge, if you can imagine, and they insisted on having two power sources for the drawbridge and a big switch in the control room. So if for one whatever reason one utility went out, they could get power from the other utility. I thought this was silly because both sources were fed by the same substation. The second utility bought it from the first utility and then sold it to customers on that side of the street. Well, we bought one from each side of the street. Never mind. Lightning protection for structures, 264113. I think this was in special systems before. I'm not sure. Transient voltage surge suppression. And it's a good idea to have a separate section for that. I think before I put it in the panel board section because I was usually buying it either integral to the panel board or obviously very close. I think they require like 6-inch maximum lead length. But there's a separate transient voltage surge suppression in the new spec format. 265100 interior lighting, 265200 emergency lighting, 265300 exit signs, and where is exterior lighting? 265600 and theatrical lighting. We were talking about that in the last section. 265561. Communications is the new division 2700. Now in my list, I've called out all of the sections within communications. This is interesting to me because this is stuff that used to be electrical, and as it shakes out, I think we will have more and more communications guys doing communication and less electrical doing it. But during the transition period, there's still an awful lot of electrical in communications. I emphasize 271005, structured cabling for voice and data inside plant, which again is the 560, TIA 568, 569 stuff. Voice communications. Here's voice communication switching and routing equipment, 273100. I have never bought the big ticket hardware for this. I do put in the pipes, wires, and jacks pretty commonly. Call accounting. Obviously, that's important. Sure sounds like a software product, but it's 273400. Audio-visual communications, 274100. Public address, 275117. That's been in electrical for a long, long time. I guess it's appropriate to have it in this other category. Clock systems. Oh, division 28. Now this sounds interesting. Electronic safety and security. Let's see if they have picked up fire alarms. I see access control at 28,1300. Intrusion detection, sounds like a motion detector, at 28,1600. Perimeter security systems. Perimeter is recognized as a separate section in master spec, not recognized in spec link. What are perimeter security systems? There's some wonderful little gadgets out there you can buy just to find if somebody has climbed over your fence. Used to have fence vibration monitors. You can still buy fence vibration monitors. They've got some microwaves that are a real thin beam microwave. Anybody walks in front of, there's two kinds. It reflects back and picks it up at the transmitter, which is a transceiver, or it interferes with the receipt at the receiver at the other end. But those are perimeter security systems. Also, I got into something really interesting recently. Video motion detection, VMD. I don't think it works, but after we've installed this system, we'll see if it works. I'm expecting so many false trips on the thing. Every time the wind blows and the tree limbs wave, that sounds like video motion to me. Now, they're supposed to have some super humdinger software that filters those situations out. Let's see. The concept is viable, but the implementation is the question. And that's one of the reasons I like to read Division 28, see what's going on out there. And obviously, they've got to have power for all these things. So yeah, it's somebody else's design, but he's not doing the power for it. Somebody along the way has to decide, are we going to direct bury some power wire? Are we going to put it in conduit? Are we going to put it in concrete encased conduit? And this gets real hairy if you're doing a water plant that has all those water pipes already. So there's a huge Division 16, Division 26, component in security. Video surveillance, 28,2300. Here's fire alarms. That's what I was looking for. 28,3100 is in the 28 division. Do you think they'll get it, or do you think it'll stay with electrical? My guess is that people have been happy the way electrical has been doing it. They're going to be real hesitant to give it to somebody else. Again, maybe I'm just prejudiced on this, but I look at the fellows that do the security design. They look like young fellows. Doesn't that worry you to trust your life to the hands of a young fellow? There's nothing wrong with putting in a security system, and if it doesn't work, that means the guards have to actually look out the window. I don't want to put a life safety system in the hands of somebody who's used to having a discretionary system. Life safety has a 100% reliability requirement. And I feel comfortable doing it. Maybe as time goes by, I'll feel comfortable having these young fellows do it. Wonder what they do as they get older. Maybe they go into management or get a good job managing a McDonald's. 31 through 35. We jump from 28 to 31. So 29 and 30, nobody's going to tell us what's going on here. 31 through 35 are called site infrastructure subgroup. 31 is earthwork. 32, exterior improvements. Exterior improvements sounds like the architect's always specifying tuck pointing. Is that the word where you go around and scrape at the mortar and then slap some new stuff in there, maybe epoxy? 33, utilities. 34, transportation with no content. What does transportation mean? They're not going to tell us. 35. Division 35 is waterway and marine construction. Skip from 35 to 40 and nobody says anything. 40 through 48 is called process equipment subgroup. Well, let's just look and see what they're doing down there. Process integration, material handling, process heating, process gas and liquid handling, pollution control equipment. A lot of this stuff's going to require power. I think every piece of it's going to require a disconnect switch on it, so we'd better be aware of what they're doing down there. See, maybe we can convince them to put a disconnect switch on the equipment when they buy it. Electrical power generation is Division 48. Now, I mentioned before that it stops at 48. Whenever you see a discussion of the new 2004 CSI format, they say 1 to 48, but we just saw it starts with 0. It doesn't stop at 48. I mean, obviously, there is a number 49. If you choose to write 49 at the top of your piece of paper, you've got a Division 49 spec. But the people at SpecLink have taken on the Division 90 in that area for specific things that they want to do that don't seem to fit anywhere else. For instance, 90.1.1.1.5 is green building requirements. This did not come from SpecLink. This is a user spec. My employer had it in their database of specs. SpecLink didn't know what to do with it, so they assigned it a number 90. Now, where they got the 1115, I don't know. It may make sense. Here's roof hatches and vents, a user specification. Didn't seem to fit in, at least in terms of the computerized conversion from SpecLink, so they called this 907724. Lightning protection became 913100. There is a lightning protection spec in SpecLink, but it didn't recognize the relationship. We had a fire alarm, user-written fire alarm spec that it didn't recognize, so it called it 913852. We had one called telephone service pathways and wiring. SpecLink didn't know what to do with it, so they called it 916721. Again, looking at SpecLink, because again, my employer is using SpecLink currently, there is a three-part specification template, which just shows you the way the page is supposed to be laid out. Gives you a place to fill in the header date, the header section number, you know, footers, things like that. In SpecLink, they call this 00000, which is kind of interesting, because in the old one, it used to be 16999. from the template for electrical. Let's go into an explanatory narrative now. This explanatory narrative is your author's observations and opinions. Materials not included in the quiz. CSI sells different packages of their specifications. Every specification listed in the CSI column is available from CSI, and that means ARCOM, really, for $110. You can buy them in onesie-twosies, including editor's notes for intelligently filling out for the project-specific areas. The definition of the new format can be purchased for $160. A number of very good PDF articles are available at a URL that's listed here, and it goes on and on and on, so I'm not going to try and read it to you, but it's called csinet.org. Okay, now, what's going on here? Who's ARCOM? Who's CSI? If ARCOM publishes them, how come you can buy them from CSI? I don't know. I mean, check the website, see if I'm reading this wrong. BSD dreams a lot. Now, once again, we're back to author's opinion. There's no factual content here, just an observation from someone who may or may not know what he's talking about. Approximately one half of the spec numbers listed in the BSD column have no content. There's no promise that specifications to match will be forthcoming. On the other hand, the titles indicate items which should be specified, and it may be possible to find a public domain spec on the internet by searching using the dream number as a key. The lists above have expanded electrical section. Every electrical spec and communication and security is listed. In addition, all of the divisions are listed, and Division 01 somewhat expanded. That's where we were talking about submission requirements, substitutions, handling, and storage. This ties into Part 2, which will discuss how submittal and substitution requirements should be defined in a project in Division 01 in the reference from the electrical. Very interesting information is contained in Divisions 90 and 99. These are user-provided specs which were stored in my employer's 1995 format spec link library and would not translate into the 2004 format. This tells us that everything BSD sells in 2005 format is translated from their 1995 library. There are presently no additions. BSD permits a handoff. Well, we're out of the narrative. This is more informational information. BSD permits hands-off conversion between CSI 1995 and CSI 2004 formats using a radio button on the Project Summary Information pop-up located under the File menu. And in the written version of this, the pop-up is reproduced in the text, and it's a very, very busy pop-up, but there's a little button hidden over on the side where it says Master Format Version MF95 means that it reformats the thing into the 95 format. Directly above that is Master Format 04, which reformats it into the 2004 version. Same content, different presentation. Return to explanatory narrative. Is there a new internal format for CSI specifications? Well, kinda. CSI promises it will be released last year. It's not been approved internally, so it's unlikely any translations have begun. PDH Online will offer a course on writing in the new CSI format as soon as it's released. This concludes Session 3 of the audio course. Please join me for Session 4, Why Construction Specifications? Why Standards for Construction Specifications?